Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
You look marvelous, darling.
Yes, you are very marvelous. Welcome to the biggest three-day weekend online. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. Why do I keep repeating myself? This is this marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. You're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett here. How's everyone doing this 4th of July weekend? Yes, indeed. This is the 4th of July weekend. This is July the 3rd, 2015. I hope you're doing a wonderful time, and I hope you're all having a great day. Matter of fact, you know what happened today, 30 years ago today? Hold on to your hats. I'm just going to go ahead and just spill the beans. Well, the original movie, Back to the Future, opened up in theaters 30 years ago today. So, on behalf of the Astronomers Radio Show program, and on behalf of the directors, and Robert Zemeckis and Steven Spielberg, the producer, and Bob Gale, and who was the co-writer of Back to the Future, as well as cast and the crew, Christopher Lloyd, Michael J. Fox, and Crispin Glover. Can't forget him, because he made it possible for nerds to get the hot girl. Definitely, I just want to say congratulations for making cinematic history, and to show you love for the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future, here's one of the hits from the soundtrack, Huey Lewis in the News with The Power of Love. Enjoy.
Feel the power of love.
back in the L.A. Times, from the L.A. Times, says, Back to the Future turns 30. Wow, time sure does make fly. Yes, indeed. Don't blame me. That was, blame Tamara DeRica. She was the one who wrote the article. But anyway, she says, if you were to hop into your DeLorean time machine today, get the flux capacitor fluxing, and drive 30 years back, you'd be in the midst of, wait, stop, hurry! A summer blockbuster that would have changed the way we look at time travel and movies. See, those were the days when 88 miles per hour drove an unassuming teenager into the past, when gigawatt was pronounced gigawatt, and a timeless movie, About Time, rocked the box office. When Back to the Future hit theaters in 1985, 30 years ago today, it raked in about $210 million in ticket sales, became the highest grossing film of the year, and landed the Sound Effects Editing Academy Award and three more nominations, including a nod for original screenplay, which was co-written by Bob Gale and the director, Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale co-wrote the script for Back to the Future. They were nominated for Best Original Screenplay, which was good. And, matter of fact, let's give them a round of applause for that, because they deserve it. That was a really good movie. Yes, Bob Gale, the co-writer and producer, said there's no way we could have predicted the success. He was the one, he created the movie with director Robert Zemeckis. He said, he adds that we were just hoping it would make more than a penny, because neither would Gale would have predicted how busy he would be in 2015. He shelved his current projects, including writing a musical production of Back to the Future, to spend the year attending celebrations for the film's 30th anniversary. Wow. That's incredible. That's extraordinary. Gale conceived Back to the Future while visiting his parents' house in 1980. He was thumbing through his dad's high school yearbook and learned his father was the senior class president. And Gale said, that had me thinking about the guy who was president of my senior class. And then I wondered, gee, what was my dad like in high school? Would I have been friends with him? Who hasn't wondered that their parents were like in high school? No one has ever made a movie like that before. And that is true. And Gale took those questions back to Zemeckis, and they had their premise. With two sequels, several video games, and continuous sellout showings 30 years later, it's hard to believe that Back to the Future was rejected 40 times before being made. Said no one wanted to touch it, says Gale. It says most movie studios thought the movie was too light and suggested the team to make it to Disney, but Disney thought it was too incestuous, Gale said. So the plot device of mother falling in love with a time traveling, and oh, yeah, good. You know, Leah Thompson and Michael J. Fox with the, you know, Calvin Klein, thought Marty McFly's name was Calvin Klein, because that's what the underwear that he wore, and he thought that was his actual name sewn to it, Calvin Klein, you know. He says, we couldn't get the name to save our lives, he said. Then in 1984, Zemeckis landed his first big box office success with Romancing Stone, giving up enough clout to make any movie he wanted. And Back to the Future's timing was finally right. It hit the theaters July the 3rd, 1985, 30 years ago today, and topped the box office for 11 weekends. That's incredible. Incredible. It was an instant classic. And after Ronald Reagan quoted the film in speeches, one of his writers told Gale that when the president first watched it in the White House movie theater, he couldn't stop laughing when 1955 Doc Brown played a delightfully theatrical Christopher Lloyd, who is the producer of Frasier, shows like Frasier and Modern Family. It's shocked to hear that Reagan is president in 1985. He says, "The actor?" Doc exclaims, "Who's the vice president, Jerry Lewis?" And Reagan laughs so hard that he asked the projectionist to stop the movie, back it up, and run it again. Man, crazy. In the 30 years since, Back to the Future continues earning lifelong mega fans, including Coldplay frontman Chris Martin, who used the movie's theme music to open every show during the band's 2012 World Tour, director Seth MacFarlane of Ted and Family Guy fame, who owns a replica replica DeLorean time machine. Musician John Mayer, who began taking guitar lessons as a child, having seen Michael J. Fox's on-screen performance of Johnny B. Goode. And filmmaker Michael Gondry, director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, says the film has served as his movie-making reference. So Back to the Future is a smart, funny, and unpretentious film, Gondry said, adding that the movie is grounded in a tangible reality in the present time, and from there, the magic happens. Something extraordinary happens. And there's a lot that says this fate-interrupting journey of a 1980s teenager and a wiry-haired scientist apart, including tight writing, spot-on casting, clever planning, and laugh-out-loud humor. But what Back to the Future tackles best is its use of the time paradox, the probability of interference with one's own fate through time travel. Marty McFly is a sort of brash and lovable every kid played by a bouncing 24-year-old Michael J. Fox, actually he was 23, accidentally transformed himself 30 years into the past. Well, okay, well, this talks all about the story. And, of course, not that many people know this, that the girlfriend, they had two different women to play Jennifer, Marty McFly's, and Michael J. Fox's character's girlfriend in Back to the Future 2 and 3. They actually had Elizabeth Shue, who's now on CSI now. But the first one, the one who played Jennifer the first time, I think her name was Claudia Wells. She was very cute, very pretty, and she looked totally different than Elizabeth Shue. Well, slightly different. But I thought she was really cute because people didn't know who she was. So I thought, you know, I thought she was a perfect fit, you know. But like they say, 30 years later, audiences are still enjoying the ride. And anniversary celebrations are still gearing up across the country as the clock ticks down to October 21st, 2015, 4:29 p.m. The date and time Doc, Marty, and Marty's girlfriend, Jennifer, arrive in Back to the Future Part 2, welcomed by flying cars, hoverboards, and Jaws 19 in Hollimax movie theaters, I guess. The film's version of 2015 certainly doesn't look like 2015 today, which is exactly what the creators intended. It says, well, we know we're going to get it wrong because everyone is wrong when they predict the futures, Gail says. So we thought, let's make it funny. Yeah, by the way, they also said that the Cubs are supposed to win the World Series this year. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. But like I said, anything's possible, man. Anything is possible. If the Atlanta Falcons go to the Super Bowl, the Cubs can actually go to the World Series and actually win. I'm just waiting for the Falcons to actually go to the Super Bowl again, and hopefully they'll win it this time. You know. Yeah, but that's a good day. That's a good thing to talk about. You know, well, some other crazy stories going on. Well, you know, David Sweat, the surviving convict that broke out of jail almost a month ago, back last month, June 6th, he was obviously caught earlier this week by law enforcement and other agencies. He was just a few miles, just miles away from the Canadian border. Just talking about other news. And, well, you know, the guy said that, you know, his late departed friend Richard Matt, the person who broke out of prison, said Richard Matt was getting out of shape, was out of shape and getting drunk and basically slowing him down. Wow, that's kind of messed up. And I'm not feeling sorry for him or anything like that, but it said that Sweat has told him, this according to CNN, that Sweat has told investigators that Matt, who was fatally shot last week, was out of shape and unable to keep up with him, according to the law enforcement official told CNN. In particular, Sweat told investigators he was irked that the older man began getting drunk after they broke into a cabin, the official said. The discord prompted the fugitives to split up. After a Border Patrol agent caught up with and killed Matt on Friday, last Friday, authorities said officers could smell alcohol on his body from a few feet away, according to a law enforcement source briefed on the investigation. Wow. Says from his hospital bed in Albany, Sweat has been revealing details about the prison break and their time on the run that seemed to baffle almost everyone except himself. Said that Sweat and Matt pulled off sensational escape not once but twice, the inmate told investigators. He said that through it all, that Sweat was the mastermind, or at least that's what he's telling authorities. The local district attorney said, well, I guess he can't since he's the only one that's alive. Well, of course, Well, I guess that makes some sense. I mean, not to sound like a hack, but I can. I mean, not to copy Wendy Williams, but you know, she may be right. This sounds like a movie in the making, and not like one of those movies that you're gonna see in the theaters. Probably one of those, you know, made for cable TV. You know, the ones you see on Lifetime or you know, 80, those type of movies. You know, I can see that. I can see that. Well, thing that gives me that all of them, both of them say that you know, the two comics, they look like Tom Green and George Lopez. George Lopez was like the one who looked like George Lopez. He was the one who got shot and killed. You know, but that is kind of messed up. But I will say one thing though. Well, looks like Mr. Swift's going to be spending the rest of his days in prison now. Yeah. Speaking of some other news, speaking of someone who's sweating, what's up with Donald Trump? He is definitely in some hot water. Now, I mean, I don't know if this guy has got a lucky rabbit's foot or he sold his soul to the devil or what, but for some strange reason, I don't get it. I mean, this guy here, he talks trash about Mexicans, Latinos in general, but I guess specifically Mexicans, because for some strange reason, I don't know as well. They're rapists and they bring drugs to the country and all this stuff. Blah blah blah. It's just bad. And the thing is, he just don't know. I mean, you need to play that Run DMC song. It's like, you talk too much. Oh, you never shut up, and he doesn't. And he's not cowering from his words. And what does this guy got? When are you gonna get the message? People are not gonna stand for your BS, even though and the thing is, despite being, which understandably so. I mean, he's being dropped from Macy's. Macy's no longer carrying his clothing line, his ties, suits, shirts, whatever, cufflinks. They're not even selling it anymore. I don't know if they still have it over at Burlington. I saw a couple of cufflinks that they still have of Donald Trump. I don't think Burlington is connected with Macy's, but they still have it. They have. I guess we'll find out later this month. But Macy's, as what we've heard so far, Macy's has dropped out of selling his clothing line. And, of course, I already told you earlier that last week's broadcast, that Univision basically pulled out is not going to be airing either the Miss USA or the Miss Universe pageants due to Donald Trump's anti-Latino, anti-Mexican remarks. And Donald Trump talking about they breached the contract, so he's going to sue them. Well, no, I think you breached the contract by opening your mouth. But they pulled out from showing the Miss Universe, Miss USA pageant. And get this now. Now NBC has now pulled out from showing the Miss USA and Miss Universe pageant. That was a shock. Not only they decided to pull the plug off The Apprentice, they're not even going to show the Miss USA or Miss Universe pageant. So what's going to happen to those contestants, you know, that were supposed to be from, representing Miss USA, all the states around the country, as well as all the other countries, Miss USA and Miss Universe pageant? They're going to feel like, you know, they're going to feel like they basically rehearsed and got ready and prepared for nothing, you know? I mean, granted, not that many people are crazy about beauty contests, but I'm like saying, you know, when you feel like that when someone just sabotages your chances of advancing in the world, you know, you feel kind of rejected. It's kind of like, for example, the American athletes, American Olympian athletes, Olympic hopefuls who are getting ready for the 1980 Summer Olympics in Moscow, the president, Jimmy Carter at the time, who was the president, basically told United States, we're going to boycott the 1980 Moscow Olympic Games because Soviet Union went into Afghanistan, invaded Afghanistan. And because of that, all those Olympic athletes in the United States, they didn't get a chance to perform. Matter of fact, I know a couple of dudes. I think one of them used to be my, one of them is my barber. He was supposed to be on the track team. Was supposed to be on a track, or he knew somebody that was going to be on a track team, and he didn't get a chance to. He was going to run the Olympics, and because of the boycott, he never got his chance. So you know, be happy when you have those opportunities, man. But speaking of opportunities, Japan beats England in the Women's World Cup. This was like 2 days ago. So now we know who USA is going to be playing against. As I told you, if I didn't get a chance to tell you on last Sunday's broadcast, the United States was playing against Germany, I think, later that day. And guess what? United States beat Germany 2-0 in the match. So basically in the big, big game for Sunday afternoon, is going to be the United States of America, USA, versus Japan in the finals of the Women's World Cup soccer match. Definitely check that out if you get a chance to. Definitely check that out. Also, just want to let you know some other stuff. The Cochran Motor Speedway is holding its second annual Georgia Showdown with record-setting purse. It's going to be tonight and tomorrow night. So definitely check out if you happen to be in Cochran, Georgia, definitely check it out. There's a track owner, Chris Martin, that's posted a $50,000 record purse that includes six race divisions, which include late models, sportsman, super street, pure stock, bomber, and junior bomber. I'm like, wow. So they got these speedway races, man. May get a chance to get a chunk of that $50,000. Cool. The gates open at 4 p.m. and racing begins at 8 p.m. Admission is $10 on Friday and $15 on Saturday. The speedway will also have huge fireworks display during the intermission. Definitely check that out if you have a chance. Also, I want to let you all know the Sandy Beach Water Park is now open, and Lake Tobosoffke has opened its doors for the first time today after months of delays. Definitely check it out if you get a chance to. The tickets for the park are $16 for visitors taller than 42 inches. That's 3.5 feet tall, and $10 for those under 42 inches. So children, two and younger, are free. No outside food or drink is allowed. The water park is open until September 27th, weather permitting. If you want to check out more information about it, go to sandybeachwaterpark.com. And just want to let you all know about that. Definitely check that out if you can. Want to give up before I end the show. It's already 5:32, but let me make up for the couple of minutes. I think I'll go over a couple of minutes. So, well, it's not like I've done this before, right? Just want to say there's some July 13th birthdays. Of course, one of the most famous ones right here, July 3rd birthday, is two-time multi-Academy Award nominee actor, box office king Tom Cruise turns 53 years old today. Andrea Barber, TV actress, is 39 years old today. Thomas Gibson on the show Criminal Minds, TV actor, he's 53 years old today, also 53. Let's see, who else? Yardley Smith, who's the voice of Lisa Simpson on the TV show The Simpsons. She's turning 51 years old today. Olivia Munn, TV actress, she's turning 35 years old today. Harrison Schmidt, an astronaut, he's turning 8 years old. Timu Selene is 45 years old. He's a famous hockey player. Patrick Wilson, age 42, is a movie actor. He's turning 42 years old today. Happy birthday to you. Sandra Lee is a chef. She's 49. Audra McDonald, Tony Award-winning actress and TV actress. She turns 45 years old today. Alex Steele, a TV actress. She turns 20 years old today. Sarah Waveglass, TV actress. She's 17. Connie Nielsen, a movie actress. She's turning 50 years old. Tommy Flanagan, movie actor, is also turning 50. Shawnee Smith, she was a teen actor back in the 80s, movie actress. She turns 45 years old today. Julian Assange, entrepreneur, he turns 44 years old today. Who else is turning? Kurt Wood Smith, the guy who played Red. The guy who played Red on that 70s show. Eric Foreman's dad, Red Foreman, on the 70s show. He turns 72 years old today. Also, Steph Jones, top center, he's turning 32 years old today. And also, Gloria Allred, quote-unquote lawyer, she's 74 years old today. Also, Hunter Tylo, soap opera actress from best known for playing on the soap The Bold and the Beautiful. She turns 53 years old today. Moises Alou, baseball player, he turns 49. Jan Smithers, best known as being on the show WKRP in Cincinnati. She's 66 years old. And Emmy Award-winning talk show host Montel Williams, he's turning 59 years old today. Happy birthday to everyone who's having a birthday right now. Happy birthday to all of you. I can't leave just yet. I gotta give a happy birthday shout out to two people. Miss Jacqueline Atkins. She's a high school classmate of mine. It's her birthday today, so happy birthday to you. And I gotta give a shout out. I promised I was gonna give her a birthday shout out, and I'm going to right now. Miss Kimberly Kelsey F. Congratulations. Happy birthday to you, Kim. Happy birthday to you. She's one of my she's a castmate of mine in the upcoming play The Red Spider that I'm casting. I actually play her dad. So So happy birthday to you, Kimberly, and hope you have a great July 3rd birthday. Have a great birthday weekend, as a matter of fact. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast, and hope you spread the word, because this is the biggest three-day weekend online. This is this marvelous radio show, and before I leave, it's 91 degrees outside to all our Middle Georgia listeners. It's 91 degrees with a high of 92 and a low of 71. For Saturday, it's going to be slightly cooler. The high is going to be 90 degrees with a low of 68, and rounding off the weekend, Sunday is going to be 85 degrees in Macon, Georgia, 85 degrees with some chance of thunderstorms and showers and a low of 68. And that's pretty much your weather forecast for this weekend. And that's all I have right now. I probably need to play some more American themed music for our birthday, for America's birthday tomorrow. USA is going to turn 239 tomorrow. And I hope you get a chance to check us out. I'm going to have some more stories and about what's going on this weekend, especially some other stuff about some other stories about the water. Actually, I'll have some more stories coming up in particularly. But I just want to say I hope you continue to listen to us, because without you, there is no us. And there's no marvelous, I guess you might say, so to speak. Be sure to check us out every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. Or otherwise it'll be posted otherwise, rescheduled otherwise. Definitely check us out. If you have a business, if you want to advertise with us, please check us out. Please give me a call at 478-731-1926, or you can call Marvella at 478-228-3715, or you can email us at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. On behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett here, wishing you a wonderful July the 3rd, marvelous July the 3rd, and a marvelous Friday. We'll see you tomorrow on the 4th of July, and never underestimate the power of love. Take care, everyone. Do it.
Can you hear it?